This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Reading is a big part of many of our lives for career development, to get news, to explore sacred text, and just for pure enjoyment. To borrow a phrase, reading is fundamental. But the way we're reading is changing dramatically. We are going to be diving into what's happening to the book and the local independent bookstore later. But first, Bexar County is leading the nation with the opening of the first bookless or totally digital library. The Bibliotech is set to have a grand opening on Saturday, September 14th. And to give us a preview, Ashley Eckloff is in the studio. She is the new head librarian for the Bibliotech. Ashley, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
So, Ashley, right now people are invited to sign up for library cards for the new Bibliotech. Is that right?
Yes.
How does that work?
They'll be able to go on to our website at bearbibliotech.org and complete an online registration form. And at that point, they will come into the library or to one of our many car drives that we are conducting throughout Bexar County and show proof of address, of their current address, that they live in Bexar County, and then we issue them a library card.
So, and it's like an actual card that you, like the old-fashioned library card, and does that have like a barcode on it, or what is up? Any newfangled technology embedded into the card at all?
No newfangled technology. It is a barcode. It is a physical card, and we use that just so someone has something physical in their hand.
Right. So the number to call if you want to join the conversation, got a question about the new Bibliotech library for Bexar County, 614-8980, 614-8980. So why have a totally digital library? What's wrong with the old book library?
Nothing's wrong with the old book library, but what's new and great about our library is that we're able to provide resources to the community wherever they need to access them. And the main focus, the focus of the library is technology and information literacy. And so for us specifically, it was the right direction to go to. And obviously it's a new and can be a scary idea to have an all-digital library, but we saw a need to provide technology and to provide wider access to information. And this seemed like the right time and the right place to do it.
Okay, we do have a couple of calls. Let's get them on the air. Armando is on the line. Armando, welcome to The Source.
Yes, I have my Bibliotech card I got this weekend with my daughter, and we're very excited about it. As a matter of fact, we're going to get her an iPad, and, you know, we're definitely going to be using that resource. It's just a very quick way to access literature and information. I commend the county commissioners for taking this on. I think that the way we need to look at this is that you have an existing institution of our Ascension Library, which is fantastic, but you know, you got the county that can actually step in and do this cutting edge approach to access to books, because they don't have an existing infrastructure that kind of doesn't help them move as quickly. So here's an opportunity, and they've taken it on, and I think that it's going to be a very good thing, especially in areas where there's a big digital divide, like in our south end of town, east and west side. I think it also helps access, give people access that they really desperately need for the future.
All right, Armando, thank you for that call. So he's getting an iPad. So how would that iPad integrate with the library?
Oh, perfectly. All a person would need is a library card and the barcode on that library card to be able to access our collection, our entire collection, from anywhere. So they would download the 3M Cloud Library app from their device. And it not only works on iPads, but on Android phones and iPhones and Nooks and Kindle Fires and computers. So you'd be able to get it on your desktop. And this app would help you access our collection.
Another phone call. Roger is on the line. The number to call is 614-8980. Roger, you're on the air.
I'm just curious, with a digital library concept, why do we need a building and to spend $1.5 million or whatever it took to put a physical building in place? If we're really adopting the digital concept, why do we need all this physical structure?
All right, Roger, thanks for that call. And so, Ashley?
That is a great question, and one I'm happy to answer. The reason we have a physical space is that, and in the South Side, in that specific location, is that not everyone has access to internet in their home. Estimated up to 55 area households do not have access to broadband connection, and 94% express need for more library computers available to the public. So there was a need for this building in this specific location based on the information that the Bexar County has gathered.
So there are some people who could use the services of the library, the bibliothèque, never actually setting foot in the bibliothèque, but then that is there for folks who don't have high-speed internet in their home. They want to go there and they can, you know, look at YouTube or do some research or do anything you want that you would. And so they have, they're closing a digital divide.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what about the collection? You mentioned the collection. How vast is it? How far back does it go? What is the collection?
Our collection currently consists of approximately 10,000 ebooks. And those ebooks are everything from classics to bestsellers to young adult to reference to children's books, picture and no picture. And so our collection, we really tried to meet the needs of the community, of Bexar County as a whole. And it's really a way to...
So are there going to be like Spanish books as well, books in Spanish?
Yes, we have quite a collection of Spanish books.
So, and you said 10,000 titles?
10,000 for right now. We hope to add another 10,000 every year for the next couple years.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the problem with, you know, hey, we're going to build a library. I mean, if you had physical books, it's really hard to get the physical books to put in the library. That's an obstacle to starting this. So I imagine going digital is a way to saying, okay, here, a license that we can acquire that will provide this. But I've heard that it's hard for a library to manage the borrowing of digital books because it's not an unlimited license, right?
Right. It would be the same way as if you were lending out a physical book. If you have purchased one copy of the book, when it's checked out, you don't have access until it gets checked back in.
Okay. Another call real quick. Let's get Christina on the line. Christina, real quickly, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I am a current public library member, and I use my iPad and the current OverDrive application to download ebooks from our current public library system. So I'm just wondering, it just seems a little bit redundant to me. Why do we have a whole new library system? Why aren't we augmenting the existing library system?
Okay, let's see if we can get Ashley to answer that real quickly. Ashley? Why redundancy?
Our 3M provides slightly different material than OverDrive does. We're part of the county, so we serve county members, not just city.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to continue this conversation, but when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about a documentary that looks at what's the future of the book. Is it going to go out of print? This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back.
Certainly, the book has probably changed us more than any other tool. For 500 years, it's been this incredibly important tool for humanity.
Books are the foundation of civilization. You walk into someone's house, what's the first thing you look at as a literate human being? You look at their library.
This can sound romantic, but the feel of a book, the texture of the paper, even its smell, they are the best way of preserving information ever invented.
But in the digital age, we really have to start questioning what a book really is, because they will soon cease to exist in large part.
Technological changes are transforming the world of words.
The very nature of information and the way in which it's presented is changing, and it's certainly an exciting time.
This generation will still be attached. But a couple of generations down may not even know what a book is.
This is The Source on KSTX, and that was a clip from the documentary Out of Print. It is directed by Vivian Romani, and she joins us now. Vivian, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. you. It's nice to be there.
So
congratulations to the library.
Yeah, thank you. And Ashley is still here. She's going to continue with us in this next segment.
Great.
So let me ask you, Vivian, about your documentary, Out of Print. You take a look at what the future holds for the book. Why did you want to look at that?
Well, you know, it looked like there were wonderful articles coming out, the drop dead, you know, the web to book drop dead. I was also a former one of the directors of the of library departments at the Library of Congress at UC Berkeley, and I was involved from the beginning in digitization projects. And I was curious as to where were we going. It seemed that it was taking a direction that even though we were completely immersed in it, it took a different direction than we expected.
Do you think that it matters if it's you're reading the old-fashioned paper and bound book versus reading off of a screen, say like a book like Catcher in the Rye? Is the experience going to be different?
Well, you know, you're talking about content versus the actual physical.
Well, I mean, all the venue. Words are the same,
right?
But
yeah.
do you think that it would matter?
Exactly. Well, it cuts both ways. You know, there are people who really don't want to read it on an electronic form. Even children, even those who are digital natives, there are those who only want to read it that way. And our statistics have shown that actually, side by side is the way they like to live, the printed and the electronic book. You know, you saw that some of the research is showing that certainly for carrying books, people really prefer the digital. For downloading it, like Armando said, it's you get a book very quickly. So for traveling, for getting a book quickly is great. For reading in bed, the statistics show 50-50. For sharing books with others, people much rather prefer the physical. And then reading to a child is still preferred the physical. The physical experience is much more interesting. So to go only one direction, according to my research, is limiting. So the main two issues are the limitations. And also the competition, like Roger said, why have a building? Why can't these things be done from the community center or Apple Store or, you know, Amazon even has, if you're a prime borrower, you can borrow one book free without a due date at a time. So it just raises other issues. Like everything, things cut both ways.
Right. So there are different mediums, you think, having a book, paper, is a different medium than a screen?
Well, the content is the same, and I read equally on both of them. However, the experience for some people is much more different. For me personally, the memory of a page is quite different on an electronic book than in a physical book. When I want to go back to something, and I know I can search it and all that, but it's much quicker for me to visually see it where it was on the page and how far into the book, so I can go right back to it much faster, in fact, than than a search capability.
I'm just trying to do.
And the other factor is the distraction, which is a huge distraction. You know, more and more e-readers are turning to other applications besides reading. And I don't know about you, but I have a very hard time controlling myself from just checking, is there a new email or a new text?
Sure. So, but I'm just trying to figure out if I'm just some cranky old Luddite who is complaining about the changing world and just waxing nostalgically about, you know, the old book. You know, I've got a bookshelf at home of my father's old books, and they're precious to me. And when I read them, I feel like I'm connecting to my dad, and there's some of his notations on the side of some of the pages. Very personal, and I just don't think that I could have that same experience if I was reading off of his old data files of something.
You certainly probably won't, and nor would I at this point. But the question is, and I think that's what the library is trying to do, what do our children or even their children do when they're already doing that, but they're born seeing primarily electronic books, let's say, or electronic newspapers. And I think the library is trying to get ready for that. The problem is our crystal ball is very temperamental. Initially, when I started the research, it looked like we were really going to go strictly digital. But as time went on, everything is showing us, including people's preferences like yours, that it's not necessarily going that way, at least not in the very near future. That side by side is the way they'd like to live.
Our phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Speaking with Vivian Romani, she is the director of the documentary Out of Print, looking at the future of the book and how people are using the screen to explore literature and learn and develop. What is your biggest surprise that you came up with as you went through this documentary?
There were so many surprises. You know, first of all, even the beginning of the film, it started out by a little bit of an animation, Who Killed the Book? You know, the forces were trying to, fire, ignorance, decay. But then, it was like sitting on a volcano that just started erupting with everything that was going on. So the speed with which everything changed was incredible. What was also surprising, it cut both ways. What was surprising to me also was how many young people told me that they never read a single book. And these are people from top high schools and top universities.
You mean they never read an actual, like a book, like the physical?
Any book of any format. I did my own survey, too, and, people just of any format. So that was a bit of a surprise. But then, on the other hand, the other surprise was, having heard that, there was also concern by some young people about if we are in an environment where we're reading snippets, it concerns us what our children will be reading if we do that.
Ashley,
so there were several surprises along the way.
Okay, let me ask Ashley Eckloff, the head librarian of the Bexar County Bibliothek. I mean, do you think that as we are developing this technology and popularizing going to screens to get books, that in a way we're also taking some chains off of access to literature, and now people can have access to this stuff before they didn't?
Oh, absolutely. I think now if you look at scholarly material in universities, for example, or even scholarly material that high school students can access, when it's available online, they're able to access it without the library actually having it, a physical copy in their collection. And so materials are more apt to be updated, current, and more widespread. More people will have access if we look at, EBSCO databases or ProQuest or any of these. To touch on some of the comments that were made a little bit earlier, I used to be a high school librarian, and I would hear students say that I haven't really finished a book. I just look online for information about it. And I'm hoping that the e-books, the way that we have them for children, in terms of, reading assistance and things like that, because they're available on a physical device, and also because they're in electronic format, which may keep people reluctant readers and may bring them back to be interested into reading because it's an electronic format, especially young boys, because it's often a group that quit reading around high school and middle school. And so I think, yeah.
So Vivian, in your documentary, you talk about how young people are not reading as deeply as, say, people of my generation may have.
Well, it's true that they have more access, but do we know that they're reading them? We don't know that. We just know from what they say, from some of the statistic. Also, I talked to a lot of children, and this is strictly anecdotal. There's no scientific evidence at all here, but I've asked some kids who, as they were reading on a tablet, "Hey, what do you prefer?" And invariably, they said, "If I really am reading, I'd rather hold a book." But then there's some who said, but I can read on this one too, but I just prefer it. So again, there are two ways. The technology offers some wonderful abilities, and at the same time, it can be limiting and restrictive. As at the same time, that it could be immense.
Okay, I'm going to go to the phones. I do have a call about the Bibliotech. Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to The Source.
Hi there. How you doing?
Doing great. Go ahead.
My question is that I pretty much grew up on the Internet, and almost every single book that I've ever wanted to, like, read or access is available already online for free. What was the push that kind of made y'all build a Bibliotech instead of just creating a website that, I mean, I think there's already a website, but something along that line instead of that?
Okay, Tom, I think we got your question. So, Ashley, why build the Bibliotech? Why not just a website?
Absolutely. I think that he was talking about Project Gutenberg, which is public access, copyright-free material. And those are a lot of the classics. So that's understandable. That's there. And if you look on our website, we actually have a link to Project Gutenberg and also LibriVox, which is the same idea but in audiobooks. So we do link to those. Our main reason is that we provide material that is copyrighted, newer material, not just those classics that are available on the Internet for free.
And also having a physical place. I mean, a library is more than just a collection of books now. It is a gathering place. It is a town hall.
Yes.
It is a great resource for any community that wants to encourage lifelong learning. I definitely want to thank you, Vivian Romani, for coming on the air and helping us explain your documentary, Out of Print, about the future of the book. And also Ashley Eckloff. She is the new head librarian for the Bibliotech, the Bear County Bookless Library, grand opening September 14th. We're going to continue our conversation about the future of the book, looking at the independent bookstores. That's coming up after the NPR News. Stick with us.